The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Fans are really concerned about Blackpink's Jennie Kim after she walked off stage during a performance. So Jennie was performing with the rest of the Blackpink members at a show, and then mid-performance, she just walks off stage. Their management group gave an update on how she's doing, and they said during the performance, she was unable to finish performing, quote, due to her deteriorating condition.
That doesn't sound good.
It does not sound good. I watched the video, and deteriorating is a really aggressive word for how she looked. If I had to guess, maybe she's had maybe some stomach issues and just didn't want to be upstate on stage during it. Maybe she's had a really difficult cold that's been, it's hard to come to work and perform when you're sick.
It's pretty broad. So they're not talking about mental health or anything like that. They're not talking about a panic attack. We don't know.
The exact words are deteriorating condition.
Now, I do remember the time Lil Nas X had stomach issues and he had to go backstage to take care of his bubble guts, and he was still on mic and let everybody know that he was backstage.
Is that right?
Yes.
So he's verbally telling everybody.
Yeah.
You couldn't hear what was going on.
No. You couldn't hear that, but he was literally letting everybody know he was exercising the demons.
Oh, man.
We're coming back out on stage.
One of the very few times that I've had a panic attack was in front of a whole bunch of people, and I was on mic at a Christmas event, and it was happening literally as I was on the stairs and I was talking to all these media members, and I couldn't get out of there fast enough, man. I don't even barely remember the words that were coming out of my mouth because I was in such a panic for no reason at all. But I certainly had the thought over and over and over again, drop this mic and just get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Happened to me once. I was on stage at a Cassidy concert, and he asked me to be up there to perform a part of my song I had with him. And before I could get up to the part of the song, I woke up and I was in my friend's car because he had to carry me from the stage to his car.
What?
Yeah, I don't even know what happened in between that time. I just passed out.
Damn. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, I remember when I was at the Eras tour, I'm looking out into the crowd and I'm like, how does she not just look at all these people and just freak out inside? Because there's one thing you do wrong and it's global news.
Yeah. That's right.
So, it could be a mental health thing. We don't know because the only statement they've given is deteriorating condition, which is so traumatic.
Ominous. It's ominous.
It's very ominous. Apparently, she hadn't been feeling well most of the day. We still don't have any word on what the illness was, but they do have more performances this weekend. So hopefully she's recovered by then. There has been some really good news about her in the press recently. Apparently she might be joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So hopefully this deteriorating condition isn't long term, because it'd be really cool to see her in one of those movies. But for now, you can actually watch her on the very controversial series The Idol, which is currently on HBO. Okay, Pat Sajak is retiring from Wheel of Fortune.
No way.
Mans has been doing this since 1981, 41 seasons.
Wow.
You still got one more season to enjoy him, but this will be his last. Yeah, he's a national treasure, so it's going to be really weird for him to be off the small screen.
And it's going to be a lot of pressure for the guy that starts to do the show.
I think Dana White should take over.
Is she still part of the show?
Absolutely. Yeah. She takes over whenever he's out.
Why not? Yeah, that's an easy transition right there.
I think Vanna White should do it.
If you're Vanna White and they replace him with somebody else that don't give you even a shot at it,
pissed.
You leave.
Yeah, you gotta leave.
But it's your legacy, though.
If she wants it.
Yeah,
she might be really happy just turning the letters.
But they did it recently. She took over for Pat while he was out, and her daughter came in and did the letters, yeah.
Okay, well, Ryan Seacrest is a free agent. He can do anything.
He'd be great at turning letters.
That guy has enough shows. But yeah, to me, I think the only way you can take over a guy who has done this for 41 seasons is to bring in the lady who's done it with him.
Yeah.
But honestly, if I'm Vanna, I do not want to take over. She makes $10 million a year.
What?
Yeah.
She does?
I'm sorry, what?
$10 million a year.
Good for her. Get that bag, honey.
Yeah. We love this for her. Women getting paid. But, how easy is that job compared to having to run the entire show? I'm sure Pat makes a pretty penny, too.
Well, let's see.
How much does Pat make?
I'm looking.
Remember, yesterday, Bert, when you asked us if we wanted to be, we'd rather be 30% smarter or 90% hotter, I'd like to change my answer.
When I said 90% hotter, that's what I mean. I'm like, people will pay me to stand and look pretty, at least for the next 10 years.
See, I think we think it looks easy what she does. It's probably a lot harder than it actually looks.
What, you think those letters are 20% pounds a pop.
No.
She got to lift weights in order to spin it.
I think you think you get up there because you're reading it backwards sometimes and knowing where to go and to press the letters. I don't think it's as easy as we think it is.
I think you're being generous.
All right, so you said Vanna White makes how much?
Vanna White makes $10 million.
All right, a quick search brings up the first article for Pat Sajak, and it says, Pat Sajak's Wheel of Fortune salary is so massive, and he only works 4 days a month.
He makes a month? A bunch of shows in one day.
I bet those are probably real long days.
He works 48 days per year, makes $312,500 per workday, which if you add it out, and this was back in 2016, was making $15 million. $15 million.
Take it back. I do want that job.
Yeah. Literally, everyone who is working at a nonprofit right now trying to save the world is crying in their car.
It seems like Khalees is denying these Bill Murray dating rumors now. I'll tell you the latest thing she said about the suspected relationship on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.